Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Bringing me now, Eric Brancheck of the Green Bay Press Gazette. Eric, how you doing today, man?
Hey, do you got any extra room in your budget for another hotel room next to that?
What I do every year is, because we take a staff with us, I just get a condo. And I go I go 6-7 months in advance, and I just go ahead and pay for a condo for 10 days.
Hey, I'm not fancy. Bathtub works. I'm okay with
yeah,
that.
Yeah, so we're going to be in a condo down, and not to brag, but it's going to be overlooking South Beach, right across the causeway from the convention center. So we kind of get to walk to work every day, I think, next week. So we're looking forward to it. It should be fun.
That's a nice walk, and then walking to work today up in Wisconsin.
Ooh, yes, yep. Yes, it is. That I will completely agree with. What'd you see last night?
Well, I was shocked on a couple of levels. Was I think the first thing is everybody, you know, you can't throw the baby out with the bathwater. I don't think it was a matter of the defense being out-personnelled as much as everybody wants to say. I think they went in there. They knew they were going to see a running attack. If they haven't watched any tape, I'm sure they watched a couple days worth of tape. I was disappointed in the scheme or lack thereof, any running fits or any run rules. I mean, their outside guys on the line of scrimmage weren't closing down with a down block, and, you know, they're kicking out, and the guys who were kicking out were meeting them 2 or 3 yards away from the tackle. So, for instance, the down block with the tackle, your outside guy should ride down with him. And then now is when your run rules take effect. Are you gonna stay square and take on the block, or are you going to wrong arm it and make a big pile so the running back's got to bounce outside so pursuit can get there? I didn't see any of that. It looked like the defensive end or the outside guy or outside linebacker, whoever, was just standing there and kind of watching, and then the guy pulls or the fullback comes in, and now he comes and gets you, and you got a 2-3 yard gap to go through. There just wasn't any. I was surprised by that, and I guess I was also surprised. I thought we would see something a little bit different on defense, knowing what they do and knowing how they do it, that maybe they would come out and run with 4 down linemen, or they would come out and run, you know, like a 30 stack look or something of that nature that would allow me to think that, you know, they were really looking to take the run, and it looked to me like they were out there playing pass. I was shocked.
They ran a lot of base, but look, it's like Adrian Amos said, we knew what they were going to do. We just couldn't stop them. You know, I mean, I'm not going to sit here. Many people wanted to condemn Gutekunst and Mark Murphy and go back to the same arguments coming out of, you know, the ugly season from last year. This was a season in which they just started to put it all together. I think they accelerated things and overcame some of the blemishes. Just didn't have enough horses to get there. But I really like what Rodgers had to say after the game. I think, and I really believe this, I think the future is bright. I think that he is having fun again. I think he's got additional leadership in that locker room. I think there's a lot of things trending in the right direction. Right now, though, the tipping point is, what can Brian Gutekunst do to fortify it and not just take pieces and move them from point A to point B for talent? Because you have to stockpile more talent.
Right, and you know, I just cringe when I read and hear people say things that Gutekunst didn't do enough to help this team win. I'm like, are you kidding me? First things first, you can't take a shotgun approach because you're still going to be an average team. So my belief is, and I stand firm with this, if you have a young quarterback or a new offensive system, you better have one. If you expect to win, you better have one heck of a good defense. And you can argue with me till the day is long. I think they had a really good defense, and they plugged the holes on defense. They got the things that they needed in order to make it easier for them to win ball games, especially early on, knowing that you have a new offensive system. They know you're a little shorthanded on offense, so they were kind of hoping that some of these guys were going to step up, and it didn't happen. okay, so now this year going into it, now you load up and get some weapons. You got to have to find somewhere at least another running inside linebacker or two inside linebackers, and you're going to have to find probably some middle-of-the-road talent at wide receiver. There isn't going to be any big names out there, you know, barring something strange happening with someone else. But, you know, OBJ is a possibility. Who knows if they would go for that. But the idea then is going to be to draft a little bit on at wide receiver, draft on a couple holes on defense and get after it. I think the biggest issue going into the offseason is whether or not they're going to sign Brian Bulaga.
Yeah,
I think you almost got to sign the kicker, but I don't know. Bulaga, you know, hey, I don't know.
I think that unless you got a better tackle lined up, you better re-sign Bulaga. I would front load it, make it a 2-year deal, so that way if it doesn't work out next year, you can always get out of it. You know?
You could. You could, and I but that's going to restrict some of the firepower that you're going to get on opportunities on offense. You know I'm going to get a lot of looks here, but I think you need another running back. You also going to, because the way that they are going to turn through running backs, you know, how long, you know, we had a couple weeks here without Jamal Williams. What happens if you're out with a couple, 3-4 weeks without Aaron Jones next year? You know, so they got to feed someone there, probably middle to late round running back, someone that's a little bit more on the ball than what they had got last year. They're going to need some help at tight end. Now, I thought we got a good look a little bit in the postseason and late in the season of Sternberger. I like the way that he is progressing. I think he can end up being something, especially paired up with Tanyan. They're going to need another one or two guys there. But primarily, I think that everyone understands this, and everybody, all 32 teams understand this, is, you know, they're going to need some weapons on offense. They got two drafted wide receivers on offense, so it's not enough.
I thought it was interesting. Richard Sherman said last night, saying payback, when you stay ready, you don't have to get ready. They were like trying to hype themselves up. Man, we were going to be ready this time. He said, you mean you weren't ready last time in front of the entire country? That was a Sunday night game. That was just that wasn't a middle of the day, 1 o'clock game. It kind of bothered us a little bit. Oh my God, we're going to be ready for this game. Are you really serious, Packers? When do you not take this game seriously in a regular season? If you had won that one, you would have then been saying that you weren't ready for this one. No, we beat you both times. Deal with it. This was a team that it seemed like they wanted to come out and stomp you and prove a point. And the reason I read that is because they did. They out-physicaled you. And to me, and you know me, I'm real big in the trenches. If I'm going to go out and find anybody, we just got done talking about Brian Bulaga, but defensively you got to get better in the trenches. I think you need a linebacker that's going to be better supporting the trenches. I think there's a lot of things that are going to have to do with the physicality of this team and not just the specialty portion of this team.
Well, sure, and some of it's scheme, Bill. I mean, my favorite one was in the third quarter. It was second or third down and two, and they scored. They ran 10 yards because Preston Smith stood there, watched the tight end and tackle down block, stood there with feet flat and didn't move an inch when he's got a pulling guard coming at him. The right thing to do, a physical guy or a physical scheme, is you take your out, if you're going to be spilling, you're going to take your outside arm and drive it to his inside leg, so the back, or if you're going to constrict, you ride down and take it on, and hopefully the running back bounces out right to you. But there was none of that. So, yes, I'm with you. I'm a big trenches guy, but the way that they attacked it, they overloaded the point of the attack, that there was zero rules that I could discern. And the other thing was, on the backside pursuit wasn't there. But when you don't have any front side balance, there's not going to be any backside pursuit anyway, I guess. But, I think they put a lot of too much emphasis on the defensive backs to come up and play. You know, they tried to switch it around, and they put Ibrahim Campbell in for B.J. Goodson, and that went off for a touchdown. You know, so some of those things I agree with you, but you can't do it all at once. And the way that they want to run that 3-4 schemes, you kind of have some big uggers up front, and you got to run around a little bit. But they didn't get any. They don't have any speed in the middle part of their defense. Even at safety, they're kind of slow. But I think linebacker is a big one there too. And you know, heck, if you can find a big defensive lineman or a defensive lineman that can run like the two D tackles that San Fran has, sure, you want to do that in there. But the way their scheme is, it's more of a big man's front that they're going to run. So unless they change everything, you know, that's not
who knows? You know, they could be having that conversation right now.
Right.
You know, the scheme for the room has to get better.
Always a pleasure. We'll chat again real soon. I know there's some off-season moves that need to be made. We're going to cover it all, and we'll continue to speculate and pontificate, and we'll talk about the Super Bowl coming up. So we'll chat again later in a week.
Well, I can't wait to hear your show next week.
I'm looking forward to it. Always am. Yeah. Good stuff, buddy.
Thanks a lot for having me on this. I really have a good time with your show, and I appreciate it and all your fans. So
You bet. Appreciate it so much. There you go. Eric Baranchek of the Green Bay Press Gazette joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard. They treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been getting it done. Call them 844-PRIDE. Go to SchneiderJobs.com. 844-PRIDE. Go to SchneiderJobs.com.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.